We will call the Joint Review Board special meeting, the River Forest North Avenue Tax Increment Financing District, Wednesday, February 15th at 5:15 to order. It is now 5:19. I should have mentioned with the first meeting that there's no quorum required for Joint Review Board meetings. Statute. Call the roll call. Village of River Forest, Matt Walsh is present. County of Cook. River Forest Township.
Carla Sloan, present.
Trenton Community College, District 504. River Forest School District 90.
Ed Condon, present.
Oak Park River Forest Consolidated High School District 200.
Greg Johnson, present.
River Forest Park District. And public member. On to the approval of the minutes of the January 12th, 2022 meeting. Do entertain a motion to approve.
Moved.
Is there a second?
Second. Condon.
Can I ask a question? Did we not have a public member? I don't recall. I mean, I see one, that one is absent, but.
Thought that someone was appointed. Was it?
Don't remember the name, but there was another.
Was it 2 years ago that that was discussed? I thought there was something. I thought you were the one appointed, but I know you can't be. But
can't be.
Well, I will.
Didn't know if there wasn't one, whether we should note that there wasn't a public member.
No public members present at the moment. We will verify contact information and appointment information if there are any.
We need, yeah. I just don't, that might come back later.
No,
you
certainly.
Know what
that's
I mean?
A,
so we should
thank
note
you for pointing
if there,
it out.
So that they weren't just absent, but if there wasn't one, then note that there wasn't one.
Correct. So if there's no objections, we'll continue the meeting as scheduled, and I'll follow up with that information. And if we need to, I'll check with the village attorney about that. If it's an issue, we can reschedule a meeting to review the report with that public member.
No objection from District 90.
Thank you. That I will get over to Finance Director Rosie McAdams.
We began receiving incremental tax revenues last fiscal year, in fiscal year 2022. We received $532,295 in the first year, and interest of $502 was earned on that. We received most of that in the second, in the spring payment, so that's why there was not very much in, and obviously, we were earning very little interest in the last couple of years. Expenditures last year were $1,358. Literally legal fees that we're using to, that were expensed as the TIF starts getting developed and determining what we plan on doing with the TIF. The EAV was frozen at 23,225,823, and it is now at 26,971,959. So it is increasing, which we like to see, and so not much to report on the finances of this TIF at this point, because we're really just beginning to look at and I'll pass it over to Matt.
So in terms of current activities in the TIF district, I'll just repeat for the record's sake that Housiel Levine has been contracted by the village to review zoning requirements for the North Avenue and Madison Street corridors to make corridors more attractive to development in line with what the market would seek on those two corridors. So that work is ongoing and will likely be completed in the early spring. Another item for just specific to the North Avenue TIF district is a intergovernmental agreement that River Forest entered into with Elmwood Park to split the costs of phase one engineering for streetscape improvements along North Avenue all the way from Harlem to Thatcher Road. One thing I'll note for future reference, the payments will be made to Elmwood Park because Elmwood Park holds a contract with Christopher Burke that is doing the design work. So in case you're in the future, I can see that might be it'll be a payment to another government entity, not directly to a consultant. But that work is in the early stages, and we expect that work to be done in this calendar year. That's just the phase one engineering, and it sounds like there's some promising funding commitments from the state about stretch of North Avenue, really from First Avenue all the way east to Austin, or maybe even beyond. So some time out, the phase one engineering just began. That, are there any questions? Any public comment? Our next meeting will be Wednesday, January 10th, 2024 at 5:15 p.m. I will double check the and confirm what steps need to be taken to about the public member, and I will notify the group in the next day or two. And with that, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Condon, so moved.
All in favor?
Aye.